All right, we're continuing our week of Shiurim on different Sanhedrin topics that come up throughout the Masechta. And today I wanted to spend a little time on the mitzvah of Ve'ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. So where does it come up in Masechta Sanhedrin? So the Mishnah in the sixth parak of Masechta Sanhedrin tells us that Ha'yerochok mi'beis ha'skila arba amos v'afshitin osos begadav v'ish mechasin osos milfanav v'ishal milfanav me'acharei adiv Rabbi Yehuda v'cham ma'omrim v'ish niskalarim v'ish niskal saruma. The Mishnah speaks about various states of undress that the one who is going to receive the onesh of skila, the one who's going to get stoned, has to be in order for the stoning to be as quick and as quick as possible. And the Mishnah discusses how to balance that with the busha that a person has when they are undressed publicly. So what we do about a man in that situation, what we do about a woman in that situation, and in the context of that discussion, the Gemara raises the pasuk V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha and says we learn from that pasuk Baror lo misa yafe, that when you're going to kill a person, you should choose a misa yafe, you should choose a good death for the person. And Rashi says, what does it mean, a misa yafe? Velotivazehu. Literally, don't add insult to death. Not injury, but to death. Don't add insult to death. You're killing him already. No reason to humiliate him in the process. Tosus on the spot, Baror lo misa yafe, yesh mefarshim, mishum de l'reacha kamocha, lo unbelievable. Tosel says this is really the only way to fulfill the Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. What in the world could the Torah have meant by Kamocha? Literally, love him like yourself. It can't mean literally to love him like yourself, because the halacha is not that way. The halacha is you have to put yourself before somebody else. We saw the Gemara about Metziah Daf Samach Beis several times already throughout the course of the year, and we have it here in the packet as well. We're familiar with that Gemara. The Gemara tells us, "Hai v'chayachicha imach mai avadei." What do we do? The pasuk v'chayachicha imach. So Gemara says a brisa. Two people traveling down the road, and one of them has a pitcher of water. If they both drink from it, Mason, they're both going to die. And if one of them drinks from it, so he'll make it safely home. Rather, for both of them to drink and die, don't let one of them see his friend's death. Ad Shabar Rabbi Kiva v'limeid v'chayachicha imach chayach kodmin l'chayachavircha Rabbi Kiva, and this is how Ipaskin teaches us, no, you come first. You're with somebody else, your life comes first. Says Tosos, if your life comes first, how could you say the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha? The halach is not Kamocha, it's chayach kodmin. So Tosos, yes, that's chayach. In life, it's chayach kodmin. In death, then you treat somebody else the way you would want to be treated if you had to die. You would want it to be done with the most dignity possible, and therefore you should allow others to die with the most dignity they possibly can die with. Tosfos says that could be the only pshat. V'yesh mefarshim, and some say, no, we learn it. What's Tosfos struggling with over here? Of all, you know, we think of V'yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha as this warm and fuzzy and perhaps romantic and nice and sweet halacha, you should love somebody like you love yourself. It's all lovey-dovey. And what's the Gemara's application? Death. When he dies, don't add insult to injury. That's what V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha is. What about give him a hug when he needs one? Show him, tell him a funny joke when he's a little down. I don't know, something that will show love. Buy him nice things. V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha is about death. So Tosfos says, first pshat, it has to be, because while he's alive, when it comes to the living, it's not true that it's kamocha, so it's the word kamocha that gives away that it must be about death. Second, Tosfos says, v'yesh mefarshim mishum d'chsiv bereshit dekra losikam lositar v'lashon nekima haynu misa k'dar minin l'kaman perek arba misa skabin akom yinakeim k'shurom r'veves aleichem cheret. That v'avta l'recha kamocha is not the entire pasuk. Tosfos says the rest of the pasuk you have in source number one, Yomar Mekamos, Lo Sikam Lo Sitar Espanei Amecha V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha Ani Hashem. So it has to be that there's some connection between the first half of the pasuk and the second half of the pasuk. So since Nekima Lo Sikam is a lashon of Misa, so in that context we're told B'Toras Misa V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. So that would be a very, very limited din. What Tosfos is doing in both of his pshatim is saying that v'haftal reach kamocha is not a rule to live life by. V'haftal reach kamocha is very specific, and it applies to a very specific circumstance. V'haftal reach kamocha is in death, give a person dignity. That's it. It's not about getting him nice things. It's not about doing for other people. That's not what it's about. It's specifically lo sikom. In the context of death, a person should be granted dignity. Now, Tosfos is somewhat of an extreme position in how limited he is in the application of v'haftal reach kamocha. And the reason it's extreme is that not only because it's not the way we're used to thinking of v'haftal reach kamocha, but it's extreme also because there are other gemaras that apply v'haftal reach kamocha to situations that do not involve death. But what Tosfos struggles with is a struggle that all of the Rishonim have. Namely, you see two issues, two areas that Tosfos struggles with, and we're going to see how other Rishonim relate to both of those issues. The first issue Tosfos struggles with is kamocha. What does it mean, like yourself? How literally do we take that? In what way are you supposed to love like you love yourself? What does that mean exactly? So Tulsa says maybe that means in death only, that the way you would want dignity in death. Okay, but that's what he's struggling with, the word kamocha. In the second day in Tulsa, in the Yesh Mepharshim, he's struggling with the other issue of after the Reach Kamocha, that it comes up in the strangest of all, not strangest of all, but it comes up in a very specific context of lo sikom v'lo sitor, of not to do bad things to other people. And in that context, we say the positive v'haftal reach kamocha. What, if anything, is the relationship between not doing evil to others and v'haftal reach kamocha? If anything, if the Torah should have said lo sisna sachicha bilvavecha, we associate ahava with emotion, we associate sinna with emotion, and the opposite of ahava is normally assumed to be sinna. So if those are opposites of each other, then if anything, the Torah should have put it that way. Don't do sinna, rather no hate, rather love. But that's not what it says. It doesn't say no hate, rather love. It says no vengefulness, rather love. What does that mean? No vengefulness, rather love. Why is love the end of the sentence of lo sikom v'lo sitor? So that's the second thing Tosfos struggles with. And Tosfos, again, in his very, very specific application of v'haftal reacha, says because sikom is about death and v'haftal is also only about death. But other Rishonim obviously are going to learn differently. So those are two issues in the pasuk itself that we're going to need to look at. To further amplify the importance of this discussion, the importance of knowing exactly what v'haftal reacha kamocha means, the Rashi on Chumash, quoting from the Medrash from Torah's Kohanim, writes, v'haftal reacha kamocha, amar Rabbi Akiva, ze klal gadol batorah. So that's, I guess, the exact opposite of Tosfos, right? Tosfos says v'haftal reacha kamocha is so limited. It's only about b'ror lo misa yafeh, about giving a person a little bit of dignity in death. Says Rashi, no, zeh klal gadol b'torah. This is the rule for all of Torah. It's a big rule in all of Torah, saying it's like the broadest possible rule you could possibly have. So a couple of things. First of all, what makes something a klal gadol? I mean, every klal is a big klal. Klal means a general rule. So doesn't that mean that it's big just by virtue of it being a klal? So what makes something a klal gadol? Sefer HaChinuch, a mitzvah Resh Mem Gimel, quotes this concept of zeh klal gadol b'Torah, and Sefer HaChinuch writes, klomar. What does it mean, klal gadol? Shahar be mitzvos shebatorah tuluyin bekach. What makes it a klal gadol is that it affects so many areas of halacha. It affects so many different mitzvos. Like what? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Sha'oiv chaveru kenafsho lo yignav mamono, v'lo yinafis ishto, v'lo yoneo b'mamon, v'lo b'dvarim, v'lo yasigvulo, v'lo yaziglo b'shum tzad. If you really love somebody else, then you're not going to steal from him. You're not going to sleep with his wife. You will not cheat him you will not overcharge him when you sell him something. You're not going to practice anaz dvarim by insulting him and hurting him with your words. You're not going to take away his business. You're not going to damage him in any way. all of these various averos can be, a person can be instructed how to observe all of these various mitzvahs, these mitzvahs lo sa'aseh, with one phrase, show love. So that's what makes it a klal gadol. It's not a mitzvah, only a mitzvah in its own right. It encapsulates so many other mitzvahs. Again, a very Rashi kind of perspective. That v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha is extremely broad. It's not specific at all. It's about everything. It's about loving on every level possible. Yeah. Meaning when you do, when you don't steal from somebody, so you're fulfilling l'signov and you're fulfilling v'yavta l'reach kamocha. But when you give someone dignity in death, that's all you're getting is v'yavta l'reach kamocha. Okay, could very well be, could be. That Tosu admit that it has a mashma'us beyond the context, but he thinks the context screams Misa. And that's why Chazal darshan it dafka by Misa. But yeah, it could be Tosos will not disagree with Rabbi Akiva, and it's a klal gadol b'Torah also. It could very well be. Okay, so the Sefer HaChinuch seems to give us this definition of how it's all-encompassing. In Tanna Dvei Eliyahu, he says, no, you know what makes it a klal gadol? It's not just about the fact that there are so many different mitzvos that are associated with the Avta L'Reach Kamocha. Says Tanna Dvei Eliyahu, Amar Lema Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, B'ni Ahuvi, Klum Chisarti Davar Shavakish Michem. Meaning, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu need our mitzvos for? Hashem lacks anything. He needs to ask us for things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to respect each other. I want you to love each other. It's like a parent. The parent doesn't, you know, the parent's only wish is that the children don't fight with each other. They respect each other. They love each other. It tears parents apart when the siblings don't get along with each other. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, just get along with each other. Respect each other. And in that way, by respecting other human beings, other tzelem elokim, that is a way of fulfilling a sense of avas Hashem, of yiras Hashem. It's a way of showing kavod to the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. It's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. Meaning, what the Tanna Dvei Eliyahu does is he takes the quintessential mitzvah ben adam l'chavero, and he says that it's also ben adam l'mako. That when you take this mitzvah, the after the reach kamocha, which you would think that is the definition of ben adam l'chavero. Look at how the Sefer HaChinuch did it. That encapsulates all of ben adam l'chavero. Comes along the time to Be'el Yo and says that it's also a fulfillment of ben adam l'makom. That it's also a fulfillment of keeping HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when you respect my tzelem elokim, then I consider it like you're respecting me. So maybe that's the klal gadol b'Torah, is that it's a crossover. That it's not only about ben adam l'chavero, but v'yavta l'reach kamocha, in a broader sense, has a little bit of ben adam l'makom associated with it. So maybe that's the idea of the klal gadol. That's why in the Michtam Eliyahu and the Kuntras HaChesed, Rav Dessler writes, the manu abori yisbarach ki avas hazulas lotiskayim b'shlemes harutzuya mibli nesinas kavod zelazeh. That it's not enough. One cannot appreciate love for somebody else without giving them respect, without giving them honor. Mitoch ha-hakara sha-omid muli alav nemar b'tselam elukim bara'oso. It has to come from the recognition that the person sitting across from you is B'Tselem Elokim. When you show respect to somebody as a Tselem Elokim, that is a kiyum of V'Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. Again, highlighting the idea that it's Ben Adam L'Makom, that it's the Tselem Elokim Shebo that we are showing the Ahava to, and that is the Ben Adam L'Makom element of V'Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. And that's perhaps why the Arizal used to recommend that you should be mekabel in your heart to do v'ahavta l'reach kamocha b'lev shalem prior to being mispalel. How does that help in a tefillah? What has it got to do with tefillah? Tefillah is the opposite of v'ahavta l'reach kamocha. Tefillah is purely ben adam l'makom. It's my private time with the Ribbono Shel Olam. What's it got to do with v'ahavta l'reach kamocha? But and so we're used to thinking, okay, pshat is very pashut, that if you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept your tefillah, so when you come with the koach of Klal Yisrael behind you, it's not just your own personal tefillah, so it's going to be a more effective tefillah. It helps the tefillah when you have when it's when it's standing on the back of the Avdol Re'ach Kamocha. But maybe based on what we're saying, it's the reverse also. It helps the Avdol Re'ach Kamocha when you have an appreciation for tefillah, meaning when you appreciate that there's a Ribbono Shel'olam that you have to communicate with. When you appreciate that there's a Ribbono Shel'olam that you need to turn to, that affects your Avdol Re'ach Kamocha, because then you appreciate that every Tzelem Elokim needs to be respected as well. So it's a two-way street a little bit when it comes to the interplay between V'Avta L'Re'ach Kamocha and Tefillah. However, as I mentioned before, even though the Gemara gives this very, very narrow application of V'Avta L'Re'ach Kamocha in the situation of Misa, and the Rishonim, the Sefer HaChinuch, and the Midrashim, Rabbi Kiva, the Tanit Be'Eliyahu, give the broadest possible application of V'Avta L'Re'ach Kamocha, we do find other Gemaras that relate to specific circumstances not associated with death. So not completely broadly, specific circumstances, but not so limited as to relate to only death. The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem Aleph and the Gemara in Nida Daf Yud Zayin both talk about V'Avta L'Re'ach Kamocha, and they both talk about it also with a unique message relating to one's relationship with one's wife. That one would normally think V'Avta L'Re'ach Kamocha is about Klal Yisrael. It's I love every Jew. You know, shtick yid, what a beautiful thing. You love every Jew. Yes, but when the Gemara applies it, other than the case of the Rasha who's getting killed in Beis Din, the Gemara's other two specific applications are about halachos that relate to your wife. What are the halachos? Gemara Kiddushin Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, why does the Mishnah tell me that if you want to get married, you have two options? You can either get a ring and go to the chuppah where your future wife will be standing and say, or if there's like an important game on that night, you could send a friend who's not a fan of that team with the ring, and he will go under the chuppah and say, you should be mekudeshes to my buddy who has better things to do tonight, so kadash Moshe Yisrael. And if she decide, and if she wants to in one moment prove Chazal's dictum of Tavla Mesav Tandu Mil Mesav Armla, that a woman would rather be married than even to a lowlife than to not be married, she will accept that kiddushin, and she will and you will then be married. Ish mekadish bo b'shlucho. So frek the Gemara, if mekadish b'shlucho, if a shliach works bo mi bai, you need to tell me that it works bo. Of course it works bo. Says Gemara, I'm Rav Yosef, mitzvah bo yosef mi b'shlucho. Better for you to do the kiddushin yourself rather than send somebody else. Where do we see that it's better to do mitzvahs by yourself rather than send somebody else? The Gemara says, we have Maisa Ravs like this. We have stories of great Amorayim that would try to do things dafka themselves. Ki Adar Rav Safar Machruch Reisha, Rav HaMaluch Shibuta. They each had their special Shabbos dish that they would prepare in advance of Shabbos. They would make fish for Shabbos. They would always do something. Their wives were on strike. They weren't going to cook. They didn't have someone else to help them out. None of the Talmidim could stop off in Chapanach or something and bring them some food. Why do they have to cook something themselves? Mitzvah bo, yoser, mi bishlucha. Right? I mentioned before, Rav Pam's grandson told me that Rav Pam always made a potato kugel every Erev Shabbos. He was makbid that to be mekayim, exactly what Chazal did. To prepare for Shabbos, daf could do it bo, yoser, mi bishlucha. Ika da amri, bahay isura nami ispa. Says the Gemara, however, it's not just mitzvah bo, yoser, mi bishlucha. It's a nice chumrah to want to do things yourself. It could be that there's an isser to be mekadesh through a friend. Dafka with kiddushin, that there's an isser to send a friend to do kiddushin. It works! It's she's mekadeshes. It works, you're married, but it's not right to do. Why? Kid Rabbi Dom Rav. Dom Rabbi Dom Rav, asur la'adam, sheikadesh esi isha, ad sheyirena. Because you can't be mekadesh woman until you see her. So if you've never seen her before, you better show up to your chuppah to see what you're getting. Why? Shema yiraba davar maguna v'tiskana alav. Lest you meet her for the first time and you see her and you find her unattractive. So what? What's so bad about that if your wife is unattractive to you? So I would have said, well, that's going to make life very difficult to live if every time you look at her, you find her unattractive. So it says the Gemara, no, that's not the problem. The problem is, v'rachmana amar, You have to love her like you love yourself. You have to love other people like you love yourself. And you're going to, in times of weakness, if you find her unattractive, you're going to resent her. You're going to resent the fact that you're spending your life with somebody that you find unattractive. And that's a violation of Yahavta L'Recha Kamocha. So that's one context the Gemara tells us this. The other context also related to a wife. Amr of Chista, Asula La'adam Sheishamish Mitasa Bayom. Gemara Nida Daf Yitzayin. Person is not allowed to have Tashmish Amita during the daytime. Shenemar, V'yahavta L'Recha Kamocha. Because the Pasuk says, V'yahavta L'Recha Kamocha. So my mashma, how does that tell you that you can't have tashmish amita during daytime? What's that got anything to do with v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha? Amar Abaye, shema yira b'davar maguna v'tiskana olav. We're afraid you're going to see something that is a turnoff about her, and she's going to be disgusting to you. So we'd rather you not see everything. We'd rather you not get a perfect view. So it's better not to have tashmish amita. It's asur to have tashmish amita, the Gemara says, during the daytime. So those are the other contexts. Now, both of those contexts, Rav Yosef Engel points out, Gilyon Hashas should have, could have quoted a better pasuk. Both of them are not a concern of less love than needs to be shown. They're a concern of a definitive negative feeling. Right? There are people in this world that we are pariv about in our feelings. We don't like them. We don't dislike them. We don't know them. We don't have any, or even if we do know them, you know, I could go one way or the other. Acquaintances, we call them. You know, some acquaintances, you know, you have those people that just like, you know, I really like that person. I wish we were friends. We're not. But like, you know, that person is just seems like a really good guy, a really good person. But there are some acquaintances where they don't really make an impression on you. You know, I don't have anything against them. I don't have anything for them. I would say that would be a good context to quote V'yahavta L'Recha Kamocha. Because when you're pariv, that's a failing in ahava. The mitzvah is to have a positive sense of ahava. Yet, when discussing negative feelings, when discussing resentment, when discussing how it's going to be tisgana a love, that a man is going to find his wife, literally translated, disgusting, so I would think that a sense of disgust, a sense of resentment, should be described by a much better pasuk. Lo sisna esachicha, bilvavecha. Don't have a sense of hatred. Right? It shouldn't be that it's a failing in ahava. I don't know, there's a much better pasuk of Lo sisna esachicha, bilvavecha. Rav Yosef Engel points this out. He doesn't really have a strong answer or any answer to this question. He just points out that it seems that V'yahavta L'Recha Kamocha seems to be almost misused in this context. So maybe if we get a little bit of an appreciation of how the Rishonim understood the mitzvah of V'yahavta L'Recha Kamocha, maybe it will help us understand why Chazal picked these odd examples. So again, what are the three examples of Chazal? Misa Yafa, Tashmish Amita Biyom, and seeing your wife before you marry her. Those are all dinim in V'yahavta L'Recha Kamocha. Those are the examples Chazal gave. Now, in general, if you want an approach, a mahalich, to understand what do they want, what does the Torah want from me? What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want from me? When a Kodesh Baruch Hu tells me I'm supposed to love, so it would be a good idea to maybe look at other mitzvahs that also involve a requirement of love, a requirement of ahava. What are the mitzvahs we have that have a requirement of ahava? So we have a mitzvah of what? The Kohanim have to be Baruch Samuel Yisrael Ba'ava. Good, that's true. Is that a mitzvah of Ava? That's probably part of the Avta L'Recha Kamocha, the love that they have to show. It's just that specifically when they're offering the bracha, those emotions have to be there, right? But where do we have a mitzvah in the Torah? Mitzvah in the Torah, you say it every day in Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And you have to. You have a mitzvah to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have a mitzvah to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha v'chol nafshecha. So we learned to Gemara Sanhedrin this year. What does it mean to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol nafshecha? It means that sometimes you have to give up your life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's interesting. V'yahavta L'Recha Kamocha is less than the requirement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Kamocha means like you, not more than you. But God, you have to love more than you. If it comes to Avas Hashem being compromised, you have to give up your life for that, right? For Avodah Zarah, you give up your life. It's Yarek Val Yavor. So, But again, it's unclear what the geder exactly of Avas Hashem is, other than we know how far it goes. We know that it goes so far that you have to give up your life, and we know that the Aftalarei Chamocha doesn't go quite that far. But the exact geder, what it means to have that Ava, what we're supposed to do to have that Ava, it's a slippery thing. It's a very tricky thing. Because in general, when you're talking about emotions, it's always a little more difficult to understand exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. When he tells me to do something, he tells me to take a lulav, so I take a lulav. He tells me to put on tefillin, I can put on tefillin. I don't have to like it. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to like it. The mitzvah is to do it. But when it comes to a mitzvah of emotion, how do you do emotion? What's the do now? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, here's a mitzvah. The after the Rech Mocha, here's a mitzvah. Love Hashem. What's the do now? What do I do? How do I love? So, Ramban is bothered by this problem. And the Ramban has one word to answer it. If you look at source number 11, the Ramban on the Pasuk, the after the Rech Mocha, says the Ramban, first word, haflaga. What does haflaga mean? What? An expression, an exaggeration. Doesn't really mean v'yavta l'reich kamocha, because that's impossible. It's impossible. Wow, that's whatever happened to Eina Mikri Yotzi Midei Pshuta. Pasha Pshat always has to be correct in Chumash, no? Ramban says haflaga ki lo yikabel leiv adam sheyavas chaveru kavaso snafsho. It can't be. You can't love somebody else like you love yourself. It doesn't happen. Well, there's one place where there's one person that you might love as much as you love yourself, and that is a person who halachically is yourself, ishto kigufo. So maybe Chazal's emphasis on v'aftal reich mocha in the context of isha, of your wife, might have to do with the Ramban's struggle. How could you love somebody else as much as you love yourself? People would take bullets for their wives. They love their wives more than they love themselves, as at least as much. For their children, for sure, for sure. But the Ramban says that can't be, because this is for the Jewish people. It's for everybody, and that's unreasonable. Shari doesn't use that expression, but you know it can't be. Va'od, and the second reason why it can't be, Shekvar Rabbi Akiva v'lamel chayecha kodem l'chayecha v'ircha, because it's against the halacha. The halacha is chayecha kodem, chayechicha yimach. Your life comes before your friend's life. If you love your friend as much as yourself, then your life shouldn't come first. Then Ben Petura should be correct. You should split the jug of water and both die, rather than you witness somebody else dying. Same kasha that who is bothered by? Tosus. So Tosus says, yeah, your life comes first, but in death, the afterlife is limited to death. Ramban is not happy with that. It's not only limited to death. It has to be about life as well, but it doesn't really mean kamocha. It's a guzma. So there is a rule in the Mikra Yosem Depshuto, but there's also a rule that Dibra Torah Belashon Guzma. The Gemara in today's daf, it always works out that way somehow. Today's daf Yomi, Tamid Daf Chavtes. The Gemara says, Dibra Torah Belashon Guzma, Dibru Neviim Belashon Guzma, and Dibru Chachamim Belashon Guzma. Lashon Havai, the Gemara is an expression. Havai probably just means guzma though. That sometimes the Torah speaks in exaggerations. That ir betzura migdal ad l'shamayim, or something like that, the Torah says. City fortified up to the heavens? Really? No way. Impossible. They didn't have engineering we have today. There's no way they could build anything up to the heavens. Nah, it's a guzma. It's an exaggeration. Up to the heavens. You go to some hick town in the middle of, someone told me they were in Wyoming last week. They said the tallest building for, you know, for 200 miles was three stories high. Yeah, that was it. It's so that Balash and Guzma. So when you come from that perspective, can you imagine a 10-story building? It's Ad L'Shamayim. So it's a Lash and Guzma. Chazal, when they describe the ashes on top of the Mizbech, they say that there were 300 kor of ashes on top of the Mizbech. A Guzma. No way 300 kor of ashes on the Mizbech. That's way too much. Chazal describe the paroches that they had in the Beis HaMikdash. It describes how many threads were used in the making of the paroches. And then at one point the Gemara says that there were 820,000 involved. So, Machlok Shishon, maybe 20,000 what? 820,000 threads or 820,000 people that were needed to make it. Whatever it is, it's a guzma. Because they're worried, right? There's no way they need it, because they made two a year. So there's no way they had 820,000 people involved in 820,000. It's just too much. No way. It's a guzma. So we speak Balashim guzma sometimes. Says the Rabban, it's a guzma. Oh, what a chiddush. To take a mitzvah and say that it's a guzma. It's one thing to say a description of something is a guzma. A mitzvah. This is what you must do. Must do. You try, you know, you do something that approximates it. Wild, no? Wild. Another problem with just saying that it's literal, and probably a reason that Ramban finds it so difficult, I saw in the sefer I have at home called Halichos Ben Adam L'Chavero. There's a chapter each on different mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Chavero. Not the first book of its type. Chavetz Chaim wrote a book called Avas Chesed. Chapters on different elements of Chesed Ben Adam L'Chavero. So in this, the Akdamah to the Sefer, he says, how could it really be, V'yafta l'reyecha kamocha? It can't be that it's actually true, because if that were actually true, then a person would never be able to live. If everybody else's tzaros became your tzaros, people sometimes ask me, I was just dealing with somebody who's struggling with some shalom bias issues. It was a very, very painful parsha in their life. The person said to me, how do you do it? I know just my story, how you had to relate to and talk and whatever and live through all of my tzaros. How do you do it for so many people? Like, as a rabbi, that's what you do with your life. So how do you do it? How do you... if you really fulfill the after the Reach Kamocha, you shouldn't be able to live, you shouldn't be able to function, because it's not just for rabbis, it's for every Jew. Everybody's suffering should become our suffering. How would we live? It would be impossible. It has to be a guzma. He quotes a maysa that they say about the Chazon Ish, Shayom shloim sugal afil litom dvar machal ba'omro kinish alos matzavim sheyidiyasim emalis mocha v'libo kulo afu betzarum u'betfilu betchinu yishuasam. That there were days Chazon Ish couldn't taste anything, just couldn't put food in his mouth. Because people came to him with their tzaros, they came to him with their daigos, they came to him with all the problems. He just couldn't, he couldn't eat. V'yavtal reyecha kamocha. So Ramban says, guzma. Let's assume that there's, even according to the Ramban, there's something HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. There's something He wants us to do. So what are we supposed to do? And maybe, again, if we appreciate what we're supposed to do, maybe then we could appreciate its juxtaposition with Losikom Lositar. We could appreciate what Kamocha means. And we could appreciate that maybe it's not a guzma. So four approaches. I don't know how many we'll have time for. If you have to leave, you know. But we'll go through a couple at least. Four approaches. One approach is the Rambam. Rambam Sefer Mitzvah, Mitzvah Sefer Reish Vav. Zok the Rambam. Source number 14. HaMitzvah Reish Vav hi Shetzivanu Lehov K'tzasenu as K'tzasenu K'mo Shenev Atzmenu. We should love each other like we love ourselves. V'shetia Chamlasi V'ahavasi La'achi. So far, the Rambam's talking practical or emotion? Chemla, ahava, emotion. He's not talking practical. Now he gets, bimamono ubigufo, with your money and with your physical body. V'kol masha hayabrishuso o yirtza osa v'kol masha aratza la'atzmi aratza lo. Come on. Anything that I want to have, I should want my friend to have. I see the newest iPad, I say, oh, I wish my friend had that. Unbelievable, no? I have something, I should want my friend to have it. It hurts me so much that I have it and he doesn't. Literally, kamocha. But the Rambam says, that's how you do the mitzvah. You do the mitzvah by buying two of everything. Or 3 million of everything. Or however many millions of Jews there are, you know, however many you can reach. You don't just buy one, you want everybody to have it. A little bit hard to accept. Does he mean literally? Literally? So he talks a lot about ratzon, that I want them to have it. Elamai, hamvaziz alivaziz yosem michomesh. For any mitzvah, you don't spend more than 20% of your money. And for mitzvah mitzvah on the chaveru in general, other than the mitzvah of tzedakah, we don't spend any money. So you don't have to do that, but you desire the same ratzon you have to get it. You should desire that your friend has it also. In Halichos Beis Mechavero, he says, obviously it doesn't mean literally to buy everything. He says, when I buy a pair of shoes, it doesn't mean that I have to buy everybody a pair of shoes. But it means that whatever you would want somebody to do for you, you should do for him. Whatever service, whatever help you can give. Just like walking down the street, you would want someone to acknowledge your presence and smile at you and say good morning, so you should smile and say good morning to somebody else. You don't need everybody to, you don't, just like you would be a little uncomfortable if walking down the street, everybody stopped to give you a hug. You probably should, you don't have to do that to stop and give everybody on the street a hug. Not everybody needs to be Shlomo Carlbach, right? You don't need to do that for everybody. But a little bit of a sense of, you know, what you would want, how you would want to be treated. Now, the Rambam gives, you know, he tells you it should be brought in action. So he emphasizes the emotion at the beginning, but then he tells you, do now. So he gives you action. And the reason why the Rambam is telling you to do these actions probably is because, what's the mitzvah? What's a kiyuma mitzvah? The kiyuma mitzvah is not doing. Doing doesn't mean love. When I give you a pair of shoes, it doesn't mean I love you. But when I give you a pair of shoes, it likely will build my love for you. Love to have a pair of shoes, anything. When I give you anything, the more one gives, famous word from Dessler, Ahavas from the Lashon of Hav, giving, giving creates loving. And that's what the Rambam is saying in Sefer HaMitzvos. The mitzvah is Ahavaso, Chemlaso. That's the definition of the mitzvah. How do you get to that? So the Rambam says, Begufo, Bimamono, you do things. And that's how you get to the Ahava and the Chemla. And that fits very nicely with the Rambam's understanding of the pasuk of Losisnas Achicha B'Vavecha. The Rambam says, "Losisnas Achicha B'Vavecha," means what? Don't hate somebody in your heart. You shouldn't have a private hatred for the person, says the Rambam. If you look in Mitzvah Shin Beis, let's say Shin Beis. Rambam writes, "Hamitzvah Shin Beis is Shesiranu Misno Ktsasenu Ktsasenu, V'Hu Amro Losisnas Achicha B'Vavecha." Vloshon Sifra lo amarti el asina shi belev. Amnum kshahera lo asina vahodiya shusano ein over al zalav. If you let him know that you hate him, you haven't violated the assistance of chicha bel vavecha. Vavecha is akim she belev. Avlo over al osikom vlositor. When you show him that you hate him, you violated losikom vlositor. So now, how does the Torah say? L'sisach ha-chicha b'vecha, then losikom vlositor, then we have to l'recha kamocha. Shouldn't we have to follow up losisna right away? Why losikom lositar? And then we have to. So how does Ram say losikom lositar is when you do acts of hatred? That's losikom lositar. What's we have to lerech kamocha? Doing acts of love, and it follows up on both of them. Losisna is an emotion that's kept inside. Losikom lositar is an action. We have to lerech kamocha is both. It's the opposite of both. It's building the positive emotion through positive action. So the psukim couldn't be more perfect, according to the Rambam. The Ra'avon, Simen Lamed Zayin, says a different part. No, the Avdol Rech Mochi says nearly Perusho. Says, what's the machlokas between Benazai and Rabbi Akiva? They have machlokas. What's klal gadol b'torah? Is klal gadol b'torah? We have to lerech kamocha. Ben Azza says no. Zes sefer told us ha'adam. Told us ha'adam. So he says the Ben Azza darshins that everyone should love everyone else as if they're your own offspring, as if they're your own child. And Rabbi Kiva says no. You should love them like yourself. So what are they arguing about? They're arguing about, says the Ravan, what do you love more? Do you love yourself or you love your child more? Whichever one is more, that's what you should love other people like. And therefore, v'avta l'rech kamocha is klal gadol, because it includes zeh sefer toldos adam also. Because if you love yourself more than your child, so when you love your friend, it's klal gadol, because it's the biggest kind of love. That's the klal gadol. That's how we understand the phrase klal gadol, the biggest kind of love imaginable. What do you see from there? Ravan's understanding, he's talking purely emotionally. How much do you love yourself? How much do you love your friends? Not how much you do for yourself, how much do you do for your son? That's a no-brainer. Who do you do more for, yourself or your son? No brainer. Do more for your son. Right? You lose sleep, you lose your own sleep to make your son happy. You lose your own time to make, of course. But who do you love more? Okay, that's iffy sometimes. So the Ravan saying this is the machlokas. Machlokas is about love, it's about an emotion, and that's what's demanded of us. Emotion. 1 second. The other potential understanding is that Rabbi Kiva focuses on the Reyacha, on a friend, on someone who's a member of Klal Yisrael. Told us Adam is love of humanity, right? So Ben Azai holds that you have to have an appreciation of all of humanity. That's the Klal Gadol B'Torah. Rabbi Kiva says that's true, but it's not a Klal Gadol B'Torah. Klal Gadol B'Torah is to love the Jewish people. Yeah?
Question? You should love your friends more than your children?
As much. Kamocha.
No, as much as you love yourself, which is more than you love your children. So you love your friends more than you love
yourself. No, oh, right. Well, I guess in your children, you also have a mitzvah v'yavta l'reach kamocha. So love other Jews the way most people love their children. The way one naturally loves their children, I guess, would be the way to say it. Now, the Ramban emphasizes a different, not an emotion necessarily, nor acts of service necessarily. But the Ramban writes in his commentary of Vayikra, you should want for your friend what you want for yourself. Emotion is to love. Ava, chemla, that's what the Rambam emphasized, that's what the Ravan emphasized. Acts of service is, the Rambam told us, is the how-to. The Ramban says it's not acts of service, it's not emotion. It's to want your friends to have what you have. What? The Ramban. Ramban ala Torah. To want your friends to have what you have. And he says, sometimes you want your friend to have certain things, but not everything. Like, I'm fine with him getting a new car, but if he gets to redo his house also, well, I'm not so okay with that. You know, because then it's like too blatant that he's doing better than I am. Or that he's doing as well as me, or whatever it is. Like, you want him to have certain things. Like, let him have moderate success. So the Ramban said, no, whatever you want for yourself, you should want for somebody else. Quote a comment from Yisrael Salanter in the Sefer Alich Sefer Lechavero. Yisrael Salanter said, why is it that when the sun rises every morning, people don't come out dancing? Oh my gosh, look what the Ribbono Shel Olam did for us! He took out the sun! It's amazing! You know why? Because everyone gets it. The sun is for everybody else also, says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. If it was just for you, you'd be dancing. But because for everybody else, it's not as much a big... it takes the edge off it. It takes the excitement off it. It's a chisor in armidos, he says. Okay. Fourth approach, final approach. Targum Yonas and Ben Aziel. And really based on the Marsha and Shabbos. The famous Gemara in Shabbos. The guy comes to be Megayer, and he goes to Shammai, and he goes to Hillel. Right? And Shammai says, "Doche him ba'amas abinyan. Giurni al menash talmudrei nikol atarukulik shani yomer al reglachas bimegayrim al menash tishmi kol atarukul on one foot. Doche va ba'amas abinyan. He takes the amas abinyan, the beam, and he pushes him away. Balov nehil shabiyado. I don't know. I guess Shammai was in the middle of a building. He had it in his hand. Balov nehilal. He came to Hillel. Gairay, and who was Megairim? Amar lo da'alach sni l'chavrach lo savizui kol ha'tarukula v'idach pirushu zil gemar. Whatever you don't like, don't do to your friend. That's kol ha'tarukula. The rest you can go learn. It's kol gadol b'Torah, right? Says the Marsha. Why does he have to be so negative? Whatever you don't like, don't do to your friend. How about v'yahavta l'reach ha'kamocha? Do good, do positive. Why is it so negative, says the Marsha? The context of Yavta L'Reach Kamocha is in the context of Los Haseis. So he says, maybe that's Megala what Yavta L'Reach Kamocha is. It's not about what you have to do. It's not every time you buy a pair of shoes, you have to buy a pair of shoes for every Jew. It's not even about what you have to feel, because it's unreasonable to expect everyone else to feel the same emotion about other Jews that you feel about yourself. It's about what not to do. Don't do something to somebody else that you don't want done to yourself. Lotas lo ra, mi kol desanilach. Avol gabi lasos lo tova, lo kamer v'aftal reach kamocha. No, chayach kodmin. You come before your friend. That God never demands of you. If the Ramban would have had the Marsha's perspective on what v'aftal reach kamocha is, he never would have said haflaga. He never would have said it's an exaggeration. Because you don't need to say it's an exaggeration. Marshal, it's not asking so much. You don't want someone to steal from you, don't steal from him. You don't want someone to hit you, don't hit him. It would be very partial. Smug also emphasizes this.
He says, again, the same idea of not of avoiding the negative. And Halich Sven al-Machveri had a very interesting vart that what was Shammai HaZaken's shita? So he says, Shammai HaZaken also emphasized the negative. But he thought that I can't teach the guy the positive till he knows the Sur Meira. That first you have to be Misharish the Ra, root out all the Ra, and then you could go and do Tov and connect to the Shechina. So Dachvo doesn't mean Kipshuto, that he pushed him away. Of course he's Mekabel and B'Sever Panim Yafos. He's the one that said, it was Shammai himself who said you have to be Mekabel Kol Adam B'Sever Panim Yafos. Of course he was Mekabel B'Sever Panim Yafos. But Lishitaso, he made a remez to this guy that just like when you build a house, you have to build it on strong foundations. When you're going to build a religious personality, you have to root out all the bad first. You have to keep the negative away first. And that's exactly what Hillel said. Root out all the bad. There is so again, just to, let's wrap it up, I guess. Just to highlight, we started off with a whole bunch of questions. Why does V'Aftalei Kamocha follow up on Lo Sikam V'Lo Sita? What does it mean, Kamocha? How is it even possible to be Kamocha? How can there be a command to love? How does one build a command to love? Why is it that when Chazal Darshan V'Aftalei Kamocha, they spoke about your wife? They spoke about Misa Yafa. So we had several approaches. Tosos had, again, the most narrow approach, that it's all about Misa Yafa, and that explains the Kamocha, it explains the Lo Sikam Lo Sitar. We had the Maimer Chazal Rashi quotes of Rabbi Akiva, that it's, no, it's the broadest possible thing, it's V'Aftal Re'echa Kamocha is for all of Klal Yisrael. And perhaps the reason Isha is chosen is because that's the practice grounds, the most intense form of Ben Adam L'Chavero you can ever have. And if you know how to practice it at home, where there's this constant contact between you and the other party, so then you'll be able to apply it elsewhere. Then we saw different definitions in the Rishonim of what exactly is being demanded of us. Is it to do with money, to help other people practically, like the Rambam says, and that builds the Ahava? Is it, no, just about Ahava, try to feel emotion in whatever way possible? Is it about just doing, practically doing for other people? Or perhaps, like the Targum Yonasan and Zil, the Marsha, that it's just an emphasis on the negative, it's just on what not to do for two other people, what you wouldn't want done for yourself. Either way, it's a klal gadol b'Torah, it's something we should all be mechazik ourselves in. Particularly, we just had Lag BaOmer, we're still in the days of Svira. This is a time to emphasize Yaftal Rech Mocha, and we know it's the preparation for Kabbalah Satorah, because Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad is what enables us to be Mekabel the Torah in the Yantav HaShavuos.